Hi, this is Lowell Lundstrom.
And this is Connie, and we want to take this opportunity today to wish you a happy Mother's Day. Even though it isn't Mother's Day yet, this is our Mother's Day show. So it's on May 8th, and we just want to say an early happy Mother's Day to every mother, to every grandmother, every great-grandmother, and every woman, really, because I find that every woman mothers in some way. A lot of women who are single have a great influence on their nieces and nephews and people they take under their wing, and they have a lot of influence. So God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Connie and I are very thankful that we had Christian mothers. They were behind us in the very beginning. They were our first secretaries we had, and they would work in the country farmhouse, sending out letters and thank yous and answering phone calls for prayer requests.
Both of them worked for this ministry for over 25 years each, and we owe them a great gratitude. And they're in heaven watching on now, and we're so thankful we had mothers who loved the Lord and who loved us, and we're thankful for them.
I'm thankful, Lord, for all the flowers. I'm thankful, Lord, for all the trees. But most of all, Lord, I'm thankful that your grace included me. It's hard to see how you could love me, and Lord, your love I cannot spurn. And a love as great as yours, Lord, is something I could never earn. Though my faith be very small, Lord, there is one thing I am sure, that until my life is over, your love will cause me to endure. I don't deserve all of your blessings you have showered down on me. Lord, I love you and I'm thankful. Yours I always want to be. Sometimes I think where I might be now if I were not close by your side. Lord, I'm thankful that you saved me. When I think of it, I cry. All that I am or ever will be, I owe to you for what you've done. Lord, I'm thankful for your mercy in making me your very son. Though my faith be very small, Lord, there is one thing I am sure, that until my life is over, your love will cause me to endure. I don't deserve all of your blessings you have showered down on me. Lord, I love you and I'm
I'm holding a card in my hand that I gave to my mother in 1999 for Mother's Day. It says, Mother, you're a beautiful example of all that's kind and good, a very special pattern of loving motherhood. And in your warmth and kindness, it's very clear to see the loveliest and nicest things a mother ought to be. And then I go on to say, I'm so blessed and thankful for you. Each day I think of you and praise the Lord for you. What a happy childhood I had on the farm. It was fun working beside you in the garden and at the creamery, too. And what a blessing. And what a blessing to have you work for the ministry for 27 years. We couldn't have made it without you. So I think of my mom every day, as many of you think of your moms who might be in heaven. And those of you who still have your mother, I would say cherish her, treat her with respect, take her out on dates, do all you can together, because one day you won't have that opportunity any longer. And Lowell, do you have something to share about your precious mom?
My mom was very special because she was able to take and balance all of her responsibilities. My father was a farmer, rancher, and so she made sure there was food for all the men working on the field and working in the corral. And then she would go inside and she would type out letters to people thanking them for what they'd done. And I don't know anyone I ever met who gave more of themselves to ministry than Mom. And she's in heaven now. Thank God we're going to see her soon, and I'll introduce you to her in person. And we'll see your loved ones if they love the Lord and if they've gone to heaven. Thank God we're going to have a great reunion time there.
Yes. And talking about mothers, we have a little book that we'd like to offer, too. It's called An Invitation to Prayer for Mothers. It is a beautiful Mother's Day gift. It is just beautiful. Lowell, look at this. Isn't this pretty?
Beautiful.
You can't see it, but it's pink and it's this soft. It's like leather. It's soft. And it's just beautiful. It has 91 topics arranged in alphabetical order. Acceptance, children, disappointment, eternal life, kindness, mercy, wisdom. This book would be the book of all books to give to your loved ones and to the women in your life, to the mothers in your life. If you'd like to order it, just push the button on the special offer button. And for your gift of $30 or more, you can receive this beautiful book, An Invitation to Prayer for Mothers. It was written by our good friends, Jack and Marcia Countryman. Their books are so wonderful. So write for your copy today. Yeah, not right. I mean, not right. Just push the special offer button.
Now, this is an exquisite gift.
It is.
Exquisite. It's like lambskin cover. And it's type, style, size, and the beautiful layout. The design, this is surely the kind of book you want to give to someone you love. So you can write for that by just pushing that button, call.
Yeah, you can tell we're old because we're talking radio. We were on radio for what, how many years?
25,
30 years. So we kind of talk in radio language sometimes where we should be talking in podcast language. And so just push the special offer button and it will tell you all about this beautiful book and how you can order it.
If they push the button, maybe I'll disappear.
Okay. Talking about mothers, Lowell, Art Linkletter asked Margie, who is 4 years old, do you have any idea what you'll grow up to be? And without hesitation, she said, yep, a mother, but I certainly don't want any children.
Whoa.
Wanted to be a mother, but didn't want to. Kids are funny. Kids are funny. And then also I had a couple other good ones here about mothers.
Hold that one. I'll tell the story about my associate. Carl Malls has been my associate for years.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a Christian mother that lived in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes.
Of course, he would go see her every chance he got.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were driving down the freeway in Cleveland one day.
And I think this one, his mother was about 85 or something.
She was about 80. And she looked over at Carl sitting there, who was driving, and she wanted to mother him. So she didn't know what to say, so finally she said, Carl, have you brushed your teeth today?
Carl was about 70, I think, or something, 65, something like that.
Yeah, but anyway, mothers need to be given a chance to mother. Mm-hmm. And when they fawn over you and care about you and talk to you and write you and cry a little bit and laugh a lot.
Don't be irritated by it.
Yeah, don't be irritated if your mother acts like a mother should.
Even when you're older, you know, allow them to be a mother. There are different ways that we can show our love as mothers to our children. First, verbally. Be very verbal and say, I love you. And just give them compliments every day. You can't give enough compliments to children. And two, physically. How do you show your love as a mother? You can show it physically by hugs and by kisses and by...
Squeezes.
Yeah, squeezes, Lowell. You're good at that one.
I love to squeeze you and I love to squeeze your kids.
And you love to squeeze everyone else's kids, too. You're known for that around our church and ministry. I mean, you are the Lowell squeeze. You grab their neck and squeeze it. And the kids are, sometimes they're a little afraid of you, but before long, They just love you, and they look forward to it.
They call me the big squeezer.
Yeah, and if you don't do it, they're disappointed. They love you. And then another way we can show our love as mothers is forgivingly. You know, we need to offer forgiveness, and we need to extend forgiveness, and to be a forgiving and flexible mother. And then we can show our mother love honorably by honoring our mothers and grandmothers and honoring our children, too. And showing them honor, because we're all creations of God and we need to honor and respect each other. Ann Landers said, "When parents ask me for advice on raising children today, I sometimes just give them this brief but wise and informative poem. Be kind to your kids through their sunny teens. Remember where they got those funny genes."
Somebody asked Harry Truman, President of the United States, they asked him about raising kids, and he said, "Here's what you do. Find out what your teenagers want, and then do it."
Lo and I have been blessed with four precious children, Londa, Lisa, LJ, and Lance, and they've been part of this ministry, and we appreciate them so much and all the gifts and abilities the Lord has given them. And when I think of children, all of your children, as moms, the greatest thing we can do is leave a legacy. Leave a legacy of faith and trust in God. And in 2009, I wrote a poem for a Mothers and Others event that we had. And here's what it says. Leave a legacy. Lord, help us leave a legacy of faith and trust in you. A life that will speak clearly by all we say and do. In time, success and money will all be swept away. But leaving a godly legacy will in hearts forever stay. Actions still speak louder than all the words we say, so help us do good deeds and share your love each day. We truly want to please you and hear your words well done. We need your strength and wisdom as our earthly race is won. We want to love as you love and pass our faith along. Help us give as you gave. Fill our hearts with heaven's song. Lord, help us be your witness and keep us from all wrong so we can leave a legacy of faith that's true and strong.
Remember your mother this Mother's Day, and not just during the holiday, but every day of the week, because they're precious beyond words. God wants to bless you, and the Bible says, if you honor your mother and father, God will bless you with a long life. So no matter how tough things have been in your family, if you had a tough time, each of you growing up in your own way, remember, if you honor your father, honor your mother, love her with all your heart, you're going to live a long, loving life. And that's really worth staying around for. Let's pray. I think it'd be wonderful if we'd pray. Connie, lead us.
Father in heaven, I thank you for every mom listening, every mom, every grandma, every woman. Lord, I pray you'd give us wisdom. I pray you'd give us direction. I pray you'd help us to be the example we should be. Lord, we just thank you that those of us who've had Christian mothers, we thank you, Lord, for that experience. We thank you, Father,
yes,
for their example to us. And for those who have not had a good experience, Lord, you said that you would be a mother and a father to those who don't have mothers and fathers, or maybe their mothers and fathers are in heaven. So, Lord, one way or another, they can still feel the love, your love. Father, you're the one that gave your son for our sins. So bless this mother, I pray, and this grandma, and be with everyone, and help us to honor our mothers on Mother's Day. We love you and thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us. We thank you for our families, for our children. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Lowell and Connie encourage you to email or write with your prayer needs. They will pray for you and believe for the answers. God has answered so many of their prayers over the years. They believe in standing on the promises of God. Want to stand with you in believing for the miracles you need.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good. God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
This is G. Douglas Gilmore, thanking you for listening. to Good News for You.